But for those of us who are disciples of Jesus, today's much more than just a happy time when we celebrate the birth of just another baby. Christmas Day is the day when the Christ came into our world. The Christ, or the Messiah, meaning the Anointed One. And so Christmas is when God's anointed King, Jesus the Christ, came to the earth that he created to begin the great task which he was anointed to do, which was rescue his people and offer forgiveness of sins and eternal life to those who trust in him, and to begin to rule as God's King forever and ever in a kingdom that would never end. And the great coming of this anointed King of God into the world, it happens in that little town of Bethlehem some 2,000 years ago when the baby Jesus was born. But this Christmas, how will you receive the news of God's anointed King? How will you respond to the birth of Jesus Christ? This isn't a new question. It's a very old question. And it's a controversial question. It's a question that has been dividing people, dividing humanity for the best part of 2,000 years. It's a very big question. On the scale of eternity, it's perhaps the only question that truly matters. So how will you receive God's anointed King? Our Bible passage today is a very famous one. It's the story of the wise men who came to visit Jesus after his birth, that's recorded in Matthew's Gospel. And this story illustrates two very different ways that we can respond to the news of the coming of Jesus Christ. The first way that you could respond to the coming of Jesus is demonstrated in the actions of King Herod. Matthew tells us that Jesus was born during the time of King Herod. So who exactly was this King Herod? Herod the Great was the king of the Jews. But he himself wasn't Jewish. Rather, he was a client king of the Roman Empire, who they installed to rule over the Jewish people. And the Romans made Herod king of the Jews in about the year 40 BC. And Herod was a great builder and a great organizer of his kingdom and of the Jewish people. And he left his mark on the world. There's many ancient sites that you can see in Palestine where Herod built things, and Herod created things. And thus he was called the Great. But Herod was also a cruel tyrant. The Bible tells us this. Other historical records that we have tell us this. And Herod held on to his political power with a very firm grasp. And he was the kind of guy who suffered no rivals. And one day, this Herod the Great received a report of foreign visitors who had arrived in his capital city of Jerusalem. And these foreign visitors were seeking the one who had been born King of the Jews. But they weren't looking for him. And of course, these visitors were the famous wise men, or the Magi, as Matthew calls them. And we read in the gospel story that Herod was disturbed by these reports. And also the whole city, all Jerusalem, was disturbed with him. And it's not too hard to work out why, because there can only be one King of the Jews. And Herod's world wasn't big enough for two. So Herod makes some inquiries and he seeks after this new king. And he calls to him the Jewish priests and the teachers of the law. And he asks them, where will the Christ be born? And Herod asks him this question because he knows that people turning up in Jerusalem and seeking a baby who was born King of the Jews is all wrapped up in the ancient prophecies of the Christ or the Messiah and the coming of God's anointed king into the world. And the religious leaders that Herod called, they know this too. And they answer Herod that the Christ will be born in Bethlehem in Judea. And then the priests, they quote to him out of the ancient prophecy of Micah, which reads that you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people, Israel. So it was foretold that God's chosen king was to come from this town of Bethlehem, like where Jesus was born, and not where Herod was born. And so armed with this information, Herod secretly meets with these wise men that have turned up in his capital city seeking the Christ, and he sends them to Bethlehem. And, you know, he's probably saying something to them like, my friends, go find this Christ, this new king, and go worship him. And as soon as you find him, report back to me so that I too may go and worship him. But of course, Herod is much more interested in seeking out this Christ to save his own political power rather than to save his soul. And you can imagine him, you know, maybe smiling with crocodile smile to these wise men as he speaks about Bethlehem and, you know, smiling to cover up his murderous intent. So Herod, upon hearing news of the coming of Christ into our world, he seeks out the baby Jesus, but he rejects Jesus as God's anointed king, and he even plots to destroy him. A little later in Matthew's story, in chapter 2, in verse 16, we see what happens after the wise men come and see Jesus. And we see Herod using the full might of his political power to try and destroy Jesus. So we have the world's king of the Jews trying to destroy God's king of the Jews. And we read that when Herod realized that he'd been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious. And he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. So Herod, in a very extreme way, received the news of God's anointed king and his coming, but he utterly rejected him. And this response of rejecting Jesus, rejecting God's anointed king, is open to us. The Herods of today, of course, no longer have the opportunity to use political power or physical force against Jesus. But many earthly governments and many with earthly power and influence still wish to silence his message. There's places in the world where what I'm doing right now, telling you about the birth of Jesus, is illegal and might end up with me in prison or me even killed. And you. And of course, there's many places in the world, like our own city and our own society, where the world and its many distractions still conspire to ensnare us away and keep us apart from God's anointed king and his message of hope and peace. Many resist or belittle or scoff at or ignore or just kind of fall away from the promises of God made to all humanity in Jesus Christ the King. If you do not turn to Jesus in humble repentance and faith and put your trust in him and his promises, then in effect, you're choosing, like Herod, to reject God's anointed king. However, there is good news, and there is a second way to respond to the coming of God's king into our world. And we see that displayed in the actions of the Magi. We don't know much about these Magi from the East who turned up in Jerusalem seeking Jesus. But we know that they were Gentiles, So they were non-Jewish people. And maybe they were from Babylon or maybe they were from Persia. And they were wise men. They were probably astrologers, you know, sort of students of the stars. And God in his mercy somehow alerted these foreign magi to the coming of Christ through their study of the stars. And so the magi sought out this newborn king of the Jews, and traveling a long way from the east, they came to Jerusalem, and following the signs and the stars, you know, they came to the capital of God's people. And when they got there, they went around and they were asking, where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and we've come to worship him. And after their false start with King Herod, the Magi discover that the Christ is to be born in Bethlehem. And so they set out to Bethlehem. And again, they're led by this star to the baby Jesus, which fills them, when they see the star again, with joy. And when they finally get to Jesus, and they see him being held by his mother Mary, how do the Magi respond to the coming of the Christ into our world? They fall to their knees, and they do what they set out to do all along. They worship him. And then they present Jesus with valuable gifts, gifts worthy of a king, and they give him gold, and they give him incense, and they give him myrrh. And upon discovering the coming of Christ into the world, these magi, like Herod, they also sought out the baby Jesus. But unlike Herod, they accepted him as God's anointed king, and they even worshipped him as God. And like Herod's response, this response of the magi accepting Jesus Christ as God's anointed king is also open to us. Of course, you can't literally go to Bethlehem and bow down before the baby Jesus and give him a gift of gold. But God, in his mercy and his grace, still calls all kinds of people from all over the world, from all walks of life, to himself through his anointed king, just like he did with the Magi. Sometimes God does this in miraculous ways, like with the Magi and the stars. And sometimes God does this in much more ordinary ways, perhaps through a gentle feeling of peace that we feel while pondering the meaning of Christmas on Christmas morning. But just like the Magi, you too can seek out Jesus through prayer and through reading the Bible, the record of his life and God's testimony to us about Jesus. You too can place your faith in Jesus as God's anointed king. And you too can come home to God and worship God through Jesus Christ. This Christmas day, be wise in how you respond to the news of God's anointed king. Don't be like Herod and reject Jesus the Christ. Rather, be like the Magi and accept and worship God's anointed king. God loves you, and that is why he came to earth on that first Christmas day. And in Jesus Christ, God calls you home. And through Jesus Christ and his work on the cross and his death and his resurrection, God offers you forgiveness of sins and eternal life. Don't reject or ignore or fall away from these great promises of God made to you in Jesus Christ. Rather, renew your faith in Jesus. Pray to him. Tell him that you accept him as who he said he is, God's anointed king. Read God's word, the Bible, and read the New Testament and learn about God's love for you that's recorded and spoken to you in the pages of his word. And join God's people. Gather regularly with other Christians, either here at Berwick Anglican Church or at another church near your home, and be encouraged in your walk with Jesus amongst his people. And finally, celebrate. This is a great day. It's the day we remember that Christ came into the world to save us. And so celebrate, have a great day, enjoy your friends and family, and enjoy the gift of God in Jesus Christ. This Christmas day, gratefully receive God's anointed King. Accept the promises of God made to you in Jesus the Christ, and be merry because it is Christmas time. May we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for the coming of Jesus Christ on that first Christmas day. And Lord, we gladly receive Jesus as your anointed King. We're sorry for our sins and our distance from you. We ask for your blessing, and we place our trust in Christ's gifts of forgiveness and eternal life. Please bless us and our family and our community and our nation this day and evermore in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.